Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Ping. This is episode 201. 201 episodes of us bringing you everything that Microsofties are pinging each other about. 201 is very special to me.
Hey, wait. Clap, clap. 200. Yes. We made it above
200. Thank you very much for watching episode 200. We got lots of comments.
Yes, but supporting us with comments and great ideas of different things.
But sorry, 201 is very important to me.
Yes.
It's the area code I grew up in. So, wow. Repping the 201. That's all I got.
I'm 506.
You had area codes?
Yeah. There's area codes up in Canada. They attach the moose to the telephone lines and they bring them.
That's how they spread out the wires. Well, you know, amongst the frozen.
Get on the horn to talk to somebody. You're actually getting on the horn to talk to somebody.
Moving right into comments.
201 comments. Lots of great comments in there.
Jason says you love seeing people's workspaces at 16 seconds. There's a number on the wall.
So what was that?
That was the Giving 5K, so the MS5K. So during October, we talk about the Giving campaign.
Yep.
One of the things you can sign up for is a 5K. That was my racing number for that. I did that with a couple other people. It was me and Duncan.
Yeah.
It's basically everyone else
kind of bailed out on
you. Me and Duncan did it. I mean, there was a couple thousand other people who did it.
I did the family version of that, which is not race numbered. You just do it the same path at your own pace with your family.
And oh, it's a run and walk. Sure, yeah. It was all for charity. Good time. They had a nice little setup at the end, get you some sports drinks and protein bars and things for you.
Nice.
Some samples for things.
And those were, honest to goodness, his extra orange shirts. He does maintain an inventory of orange shirts in his office just for this show.
There are days when we move the taping around.
Yeah.
Today, for instance.
Yep.
And I forget to wear orange. And not that I would ever forget to wear orange. I have an extra one in the office just in case.
Nice. So, and also, I want to send a little shout out to everybody that's actually put up with some of the audio and the quality of the video, because both Mark and myself are not professional camera operators in the slightest.
That being
sometimes
said,
the audio works, sometimes it didn't. Sometimes we use the alternate view from the Tilly Hat cam.
Right.
So,
that being said, I wasn't holding any of the cameras.
No, it was all me. So basically, I thank you for putting up with my quality of camera work. That was
Ray said, glad you had some footage of Laura and Paul at the end. The show, you know, has been 200 episodes, not just of us. We wanted to make sure that everyone, Max was in there too.
Yeah.
He actually was one of the first co-hosts of Ping.
Founding members, would you say?
Also, great to have more remote videos. I think I mentioned this on Twitter or the comments. I can't remember. But, yeah, I think we definitely want to have more people and more remote shoots and just get more of that, you know, busting people's offices. In case you're wondering, we literally just walked into people's offices.
Yeah,
some of those were a little edited up because there was some confusion in the beginning. But Dan, I think, is my favorite. We literally walked into his office. He immediately went to go lock his machine.
Yeah, the Windows key L is a very handy option. I think Torre did that as well. Charles did that as well.
Yes.
Very soon thereafter.
I mean, not as quickly, which is why the front of his was edited out.
Yeah. So no, that was definitely fun. I think we should definitely do that on a bit more frequent basis. Instead of us just in front of this lovely, you know, computer animated.
Well, I think we have
thing back
we have
there.
We have a little announcement we can make is that one of our soon to come episodes will be filmed at Build.
Ah,
so we'll both be down in San Francisco, San Francisco at the Moscone Center for Build April 2nd through 4th.
Yep.
We will not be live on air, but we'll record a show there and bring it to you live from the floor of Build.
Very cool. I forgot about that.
One last note. Paul commented. Thanks, Paul. Thanks for all the episodes you did. It was great work. Thanks. Congratulations and best of luck in your efforts you're doing now. Good to see you back in the comments.
Yeah.
To open up the show, a big round of congratulations to Leslie Lamport, who received the ACM Turing Award. So the ACM, the Association of Computing Machinery, a very modern term for computers. we'll ask us how far back this is. Has been giving out the award since 1966.
66, wow.
Which I believe.
That even predates me.
Yes. When it was given to someone else.
You can't find it that fast.
Yeah, it was on there, but I actually didn't read anything about it.
Oh, nice. So,
but anyway, the Turing Award goes to someone who basically has produced something in the computer science field that is huge, long-lasting. What Leslie Lamport's contribution is in distributed computing. And actually his 1978 paper entitled Time, Clocks, and the Ordering of Events in Distributed System is one of the most cited papers actually in computer professional papers. It's all about basically distributed systems. I believe, I can't remember who the comments this was, but a distributed system is that in which a computer you didn't even know existed completely affects your system. Right? Like you have this whole network of stuff going on, sometimes of sensors, sometimes of machines.
We're not talking about a simple three-tier application here.
No, we're talking about thousands of machines, sometimes small, like sensors, all reporting information at different times, from different locations, and trying to pull all that parallel resources together. And you can imagine trying to get all that in sync for like live data, or trying to get it real time, is very difficult. And that's actually one of the concepts that he talks quite a bit about. This paper from almost 30 years ago, or
member of MSR, more than 30 years ago. Obviously, Microsoft Research.
Member of Research. There's a very nice write-up, including some fantastic comments from some of his colleagues, as Bill Gates, I believe, is one of them up here.
I think he's a familiar guy.
But some very well-known individuals lauding some of his amazing work he's done. So,
have you ever been to MSR before?
I don't think physically. I think I've seen some videos out there.
I've seen some videos of stuff.
And I've
been to Tech Fest as well, but that's more like a miniature conference they have here,
right,
where they do some stuff. But I've never actually been to MSR.
We should see if we can do a show out there.
One of my favorite apps that I use all the time on a variety of platforms is now 100% free, as in beer. Like how I work the beer in. I'm trying to work beer in and
beer.
Xbox in all the time. But it's 100% free, as in beer. OneNote was announced and available across multiple platforms, including the Mac, the PCs, Windows 7, Windows 8, and handheld devices as well.
It's already been out on Android. It's been on Windows phones since the onset.
We use it exclusively here as a new way of being more productive at the Pink Show.
We do, actually. I think we mentioned this. We just kind of throw ideas throughout the week into our OneNote. OneNote doc, we have one per show.
It could be either at my desk, could be on my Surface, could be on my phone. If I come across an interesting tweet or something like that with a link or something like that, I can just go and say, send to OneNote, boom, off it goes, and then it's inside the show.
Yeah, and then whatever device we have when we open up here on our stools, everything comes popping up. So I use it for recipes, save all my recipes in there.
Because you're a budding chef.
I like to cook. I like to eat more than anything else, and cooking is one good way of eating good food.
Yeah.
I have, notes from hundreds of meetings that I've had over my years here.
Yep.
It's a very versatile tool.
Also, APIs are available as well to be able to access it programmatically throughout different types of apps, which is rather interesting. I know that some things like, Feedly or NG Reader or something like that just recently.
Feedly just recently got included. Some integration in there.
So very, very cool. Obviously, browser snaps in to say send to OneNote has also been available for a while now too. It's a great clipping option to put literally freeform anything, including simultaneous multiple edits. I use OneNote with about 150 people in the field.
Oh, wow.
And it's, you know, I drop ideas in there, come up with some collaborative stuff, people can comment on things, and you see all the different little comments that come up on the different devices they're using as well.
So. We use it for documentation on the development team on Channel 9, actually. So requirement documents, to-do lists, anything that's not like in a bug tracker or something is just kind of dumped into there, meeting notes. So.
Wicked, wicked cool stuff. It's now available for free. It's actually listed as one of the top-selling iTunes apps.
No excuse not to check it out on all devices, on $0 or pounds or euros.
And it even ties into services, obviously, too. Yep. Very cool stuff.
Zombies.
We made it.
I was gonna come up with something clever to say, but really, zombies.
And it's not on the Xbox platform. We're talking about zombies
on Windows.
Windows 8.
On Windows. So, Felix Riesberg, I believe, title actually, in DPE, in the evangelism.org, had a challenge with his boss. They're used to writing web apps. They said, we're going to try to write a video game.
So in Microsoft speak, this is called a stretch goal.
Stretch goal. Yeah.
Stretch goal. Write a game.
Write a game. So he went off to write bunnies.
And shooting bunnies.
Well,
sniping bunnies, I think.
But turns out bunnies are too cute. We're also very quick and unpredictable and difficult to program realistically.
Skittish.
Went to something a little bit more predictable and easy and fun to shoot, which are zombies. So, zombie sniper? Is that what it's called?
Awesome zombie sniper.
Turned out to be a runaway hit.
Yeah.
Programmed in Unity and C#. So, Unity, one of the great middleware components out there that lets you develop apps on a variety of platforms, but works in well with Windows 8 integration. And just using C# to code, create this game that is netting him quite a lofty little sum there. Said it's been downloaded over a couple hundred thousand times. So it's a pretty cool game.
Works with touch, works with desktop. I actually played it on my desktop non-touch system just before coming over here, just to make sure that it would work correctly. And I don't know if you saw the tweet that I did a little bit earlier on the hashtag Ping Show, but actually Golnaz, NazNaz, has decided to try it out on the TriCaster machine, just to see how it works on her massive 32-inch monitors.
They are pretty large. They're gonna know when we're recording stuff now with all these behind-the-scenes.
This is, yeah, we'll see.
I don't know if I feel comfortable.
We have to open up that fourth wall, I guess, a little bit. But awesome, simple, great shooting game that was apparently very easy to create and very entertaining. And active development. He's got a whole website. The website link is in there.
Thought it was awesome. Zombiesniper.com or something like that. Yes. We'll put the link in the show notes. It is snipezombies.com. But the game, again, free.
Yep.
So don't take our word for it. Just go ahead, download it, try it, shoot some zombies.
Lens. Office Lens is this section right now. It's a awesome. It's not really an add-on. It's a separate app.
It's an app.
It's an app you download for Windows Phone. And it's able to go off and to integrate and grab pictures or existing pictures, or you take new pictures with the particular app, of whiteboards, of photos, of documents, of receipts, of whatever. You just throw it on the table, take a snapshot of it, and then it can analyze and tell you, oh, that's a receipt. Oh, that's a whiteboard. And we'll go through and automatically enhance the subject matter that you're taking and then dump it off and shoot it into OneNote for you. On your phone, which then obviously syncs up to your copy in the cloud and syncs up across all different types of devices. I tested it. Very cool. I just had a random, I think it was a memory stick that had external packaging with a little bit of a label on it. I threw it down on my desk. I picked up the Office Lens, took a picture of it with my phone, boom, done. And I automatically went in, found the label, skewed it correctly, enhanced it with contrast, and all of a sudden, all I have is just that one label listed inside the picture of the app, and that's inside my OneNote file. And because it's inside OneNote, you can now go ahead and OCR the contents of that picture receipts.
Character recognition.
You know, you got pictured receipts. Whiteboard's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. Actually, we'll go through, and even if the whiteboard is askew, you need to take a picture of it. It'll go through and fix your flash flares, fix your contrast, reorient it again so it's the correct way. It's amazing, man.
I know I'm getting old when this stuff excites me.
I'm super excited about this. We're in meetings all the time
where you have a bunch of notes written down and it is 2:59 and you have the room until 3:00 and now you're like, oh, everything that we've just done, all of the product of this hour of six very intelligent people and that seventh person who was just in the meeting. we put it all on the whiteboard and we have to go take a picture of it now.
There we go.
So be able to get that, put it into writing. Once you put it into to OneNote, it literally is just searchable. You search for text, it'll bring up the photos. Great for receipts, like you said, whiteboards, or anything that you just have some text you want to digitize to store and search easily.
Awesome, free, it's in the store. Office Lens.
We like free stuff, apparently.
Oh, apparently, very much so. Ties right in very, very nicely with OneNote. Awesome stuff.
There is a really cool game, a really cool, massively scaled game in space that's under production right now called Age of Ascent. And one of the very neat things about this is a lot of large-scale, massively multiplayer games scale weirdly. They scale via sharding, which is multiple servers. So if you're on one server and I'm on another, we can't talk to each other.
Right.
There's instancing, where we're all both in the same town, the same server, but we can't see each other because we're not in the same instance unless you kind of join each other. Then there's this, which is everyone's just in the same place, which is really, really cool. The scale of what this can happen is really neat. The other thing that's neat is what is called frictionless. It's a website. There's no plugin. There's no nothing. You're not installing, you know, Flash, Silverlight, Unity plugin. It's just browser. It's just HTML, SVG, all this fun stuff.
Modern browser of some kind.
And you can try it out. They've been having these public trials.
Yep.
where you can go and fully test with it.
Now, I love the fact that I got a meeting request that said Age of Ascent test, and that it was actually part of my workday schedule that I should go and try this particular thing
out. Testing these technologies.
To see how these technologies worked.
Running on Azure.
Yeah, but see, it's cloud-enabled, running on Azure as far as infrastructure is concerned, so very lightweight as far as investment for a company to be able to go off and stand these things up, normally having to have dedicated servers and infrastructure and data centers.
Doing elastic load.
It's quite massive.
Much like Titanfall did.
Yep.
But again, that client side, like it pushes everything off into the cloud. So you literally just running it on. I actually had an old laptop. I was trying it out.
Yeah.
It's part of the beta test. Kind of figured an old Alienware machine that's like 4 years old.
And it's cutting edge. Fine. Cutting edge. But now they're actually having a Kickstarter.
Yes.
To be able to raise some funding.
Yes.
We're going to give it the official, as you say, Ping Show bump.
The Ping Show bump. Let's see how this works. They're not asking for too much. They're asking for $150,000, there are 20 or so odd days left. Now, I look at their the AOA in brief introduction, kind of gives their tenets, which are nice.
Yep.
Free to play without pay to win, modular SIP classes, player led economy, really, really neat stuff. If you're into space sims or kind of the world of things,
world of planes,
I think
world
I just
whatever.
Gave away my new idea for that. Check it out again. Free to mess around with. If you like it, feel free to give them a little support.
But they're doing these periodic massive scale tests at different points in time. I think there's one happening tomorrow, but I don't know when the show's going to air. If it's going to happen or not. But,
not by before tomorrow.
Yeah. But, so it would have already happened, but they're doing some massive scale tests in there too. So tweaking their engines, very very cool stuff. Check them out on Kickstarter, and give them a little bump. Show them some support and some love.
That wraps up show 201. Like we said, 201 for me was reppin', short for representing.
506.
Representing the 201. We want to know, what are you repping? Ooh. So whether it's a hometown, a team, a technology, whatever you'd like, what would you say you'd wanna represent?
Sounds great.
Follow us, hashtag PingShow.
Hey. I was about to say, hashtag Ping Show on Twitter.
On Twitter.
We're working in these transitions. I just created and recreated ping@microsoft.com.
Email us.
If you prefer the old-fashioned mail. And you can even snail mail us.
Really?
It's Ping Show, care of Channel 9, One Microsoft Way, Redmond, Washington, 98052. Send us a postcard.
Scared now.
It might show up. You never know.
Yeah, contact us in any of those way, or as always, at Mark DeFalco,
at Rixer CDN.
Sticking to it.
You got it. You had the right size when you did that the other show.
It was actually pretty accurate. Well. It was pretty good. All right, see you guys next week.
Wanna get it? Wanna get it? Oh, I hit the side.